Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Harbor Lights Pregnancy and Information Center of East Tallis, Doris May and Mary Morse. How are you today?
We're great.
Great.
Glad to have you on with us. To get an update, for those who don't know, let's start with that. Tell us a little bit about what the Harbor Lights Pregnancy and Information Center is all about.
Well, our mission is to save the lives of the unborn,
mm-hmm.
but we do that. We help families from prenatal all the way up to the youngest child in the family at age 5, and we help them through education. We mentor, moms, dads. We have a fatherhood program. We even help, like, if a DHHS calls and they have a foster mom or dad, we get things ready for them. Any caregiver, the grandparents, we make sure that they know about safe sleep, the child car seats, purple crying, how to snuggle, how to swaddle the baby. And so we are here to educate so we build stronger families and a stronger community.
It's a wonderful idea and a wonderful program, but unfortunately, you guys, you keep trying to plan some fundraising, which is very important to what you do, but you know what? COVID-19 has put the dampers on a lot of things, so let's talk a little bit about funding and the need for, I would imagine, donations in more ways than one.
Yes, that is the problem right now. Even though we were closed due to COVID-19, we still have our bills to pay. We still have our rent and utilities, and we're having a difficult time having our fundraiser. We usually, in July, have a silent auction or a quarter auction. We can't meet. We can't have that amount of people congregating.
Right.
And we always have to have in place, by the end of July, our banquet. So that is our annual fundraiser banquet, and this year it's not going to happen because we are not in phase 5. We cannot move forward. So this is what we're talking about. Our area is from below Alpena all the way through to Sterling and then over into part of Hale.
Okay.
And in that area, there's actually 61 churches. Our budget is always normally around $60,000. Some years it's a little less, and last year we took a hit because we had to replace a lot of electronics in our system, so it was a little more. But $60,000 covers our budget for the year. And if every church paid 61 divided by into 60,000 is $984 a year, and that's like $82 a month, we could have our budget met.
Wow.
Without having to, it's not that we mind fundraising.
Sure. Oh,
we
yeah.
like that. We like getting out and telling people what we're all about.
Right.
And our Earn While You Learn program is our greatest tool. And so we're hoping to get into other organizations as COVID permits to speak about our mission statement here to save the lives of the unborn. But that was just one way. I mean, if we had a $60,000 challenge and
right.
even just the churches supported us at $82 a month, that would be our complete budget. But in the meantime, we're scraping. We're
sure.
doing we're accepting bottle and can returns.
Okay.
For the deposit money, we're doing whatever we can, and we are accountable for every penny from our donors.
All right. Now, if they'd like to make a donation in any way they can, how do they do that?
Well, they can go. They can come directly here because we'd love on Wednesday from 10 to 4, Thursdays 10 to 7. We would love to give them a tour of the building because we feel the more people understand what we do here, the greater impact we have
sure.
in the community. And so we'd love to have a face-to-face with our donors. However, you can mail it in to 310 Newman Street, East Tallis, Michigan, to Harbor Lights Pregnancy and Information Center. Or you can go to our webpage. We have a new webpage, but you can go to our old one, and it will just switch you over.
Okay.
And so that's HLPANDIC at hotmail.com.
All right. Any way you can, make a donation to keep this fine program afloat. Harbor Lights Pregnancy and Information Center in East Tallis. And Doris May, Mary Morse, I'm glad you could spend some time with us. And hopefully the next time we talk, we'll be talking about happier things and some great fundraising events and more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for all the support you give us. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Just getting that message out to people is very important to us. The mission is to save the lives of the unborn.